بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: النكاح من سنتي. وقال: فمن لم يعمل بسنتي فليس مني، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Learned scholars, respected elders, youngsters, my dear friends, my beloved children, mothers and sisters, and the bride Rosmin, and guests from far and wide, listening at home and on alternative devices. First of all, I greet you all with the greetings of paradise. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate that we are sharing these beautiful moments, the nikah ceremony of Adam and Rosmin, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Conducting the nikah in the masjid is sunnat as well. Many of our youngsters are moving away from this. And I urge all those boys and girls who are unmarried to keep their nikah in the masjid, because it is a way of expressing your love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nikah is a very joyous, very blissful, very happy, very meritorious occasion for the bride and groom to be, for Rosmin and Adam, for their parents, Arif Bhai, Imtiaz Bhai, and their families, for the grandparents, Ismail Bhai Davi and all his family, Adam Bhai Davi, all his family, Imtiaz Bhai, and his uncle is here from London, all their family, Shehnaz, my niece, and all her family, for the relatives, for the friends, for the creation, and for the wider community, mashallah. When a person is married, then he remains in the state of ibadah rest of his life. Because nikah is a very important part of our deen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, إِذَا تَزَوَّجَ الْأَبْ فَقَدِ اسْتَكْمَلَ نِصْفَ الْإِيمَانِ. When an individual is married, then he has fulfilled half of his deen, meaning a major portion of his deen. And then he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the other aspects of deen, regarding the other half. Imagine these two individuals, Rosmin and Adam, they were not even permitted to be viewed. In fact, prohibited to be viewed. And through the means of nikah now, they will not only be permissible for each other, but they will become life partners. They will become jeevan sati. And this, inshallah, if everything goes well, it will not only last in this dunya, in this world, the 30, 40, 50 years of marriage, but this union will continue in the hereafter as well, inshallah. Your spouse will be with you in Jannah as well. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, "O Aisha, how would you like it that you are my wife in this dunya and you will be my wife in the akhirat, in the Jannah as well?" Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would love that." So inshallah, your spouse will be with you in Jannah as well, inshallah. In another hadith, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, An-nikahu min sunnati. Nikah is from amongst my sunnah. What does sunnat mean? Sunnat means that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is my way of life. This is how I live. There is plenty of khair and barakah in marriage. Nikah brings unity. And this was the work of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, to bring unity within people. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam got married. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً. All Anbiyas got married and they had children. Except Isa alayhi salam and Yahya alayhi salam. Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was killed by Banu Israel in a very young age. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, as we are going through our Easter weekend according to the Christian community, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not crucified on Easter Friday. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. Neither he was raised on Easter Monday, بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah raised him because he will come at the time of Qurb al-Qiyamah to fight with the biggest fitna that ever has come from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until the day of Qiyamah, and that will be the fitna of Dajjal. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will kill the Dajjal. He will throw him in the Bab al-Lud, in the dry well, restore peace. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will get married, then he will get married. And then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will do Hajj, he will go to Medina Munawwara, he will have two children, he will pass away over there, and he will be buried beside Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Rawza-e Aqdas. The point I'm trying to say is that even Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he will come, as an ummati of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will get married as well. And then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْمَلْ بِسُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. One who does not get married, then he is not from amongst me. Sometimes youngsters are fond of Mo Salah, all these football and cricket players. You are fond of them. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to say here that if you don't get married, you are not my fan anymore. So we all want to become the fan of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't we? Inshallah, yes? Inshallah. Especially those who are unmarried should say loudly. See again, inshallah. Yeah? Inshallah. And there is a great warning here for people who does not practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should take wholeheartedly all the sunnahs of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's very, very important, even in salah, in all our ibadahs, in our day-to-day life, from we wake up right until we go to sleep, that we practice on all the sunnahs of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, many of our youngsters, their education is over. They are working now. They have settled down from all aspects in their life. You ask them to get married, I'm not ready yet. What do they say? I'm not ready. I asked few youngsters just outside, Adam's friend, many of his youngsters were unmarried. One or two said that, well, sir, not yet. If a person is unable to safeguard himself from sinful activities, then nikah is incumbent, nikah is wajib. It is only sunnah, nikah is only sunnah, if you are able to protect yourself from sinful activities. Who can guarantee from our majlis over here? So my dear friends, to get married at the correct age and at the correct time with the sunnah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to promote the marriage of young boys and girls in the hadith, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab man istata'a minkum al-ba'a falyatazawwaj. In Mishkat Sharif, there is one hadith. that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read these three verses when he used to get his daughters married in the Nikah Saman. You will all hear in a few moments. None of these three verses mentions anything regarding the marriage or Izdivaj or the Nikah. You will hear multiple times the word taqwa. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi. Ya ayyuhal nasu taqu rabbakumul ladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Multiple times you will hear the word taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the boy and the girl, the individuals and the spouses, that be conscious of the taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? It's simple. Because Adam and Rosmin now are going to start a new relationship, a new life. They are going to step into a new environment, new companionship, new being together, new couple, new union. They are going to come out of their comfort zone. They are going to come out of their comfort zone. When a person is unmarried, he is in his comfort zone. He does things when he likes and as he wishes. So now they have to create a new comfort zone. They will have new roles and responsibilities, new hukuk upon them, new rights upon them to fulfill. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the boy and the girl that make sure your foundation is based on the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do that, then your marriage will be meaningful, it will be beautiful, it will be successful, and inshallah you will not transgress. Let us just ponder on the second verse of the ayat karima that will be read in the Nikah sermon. Ya ayyuhan nasu taqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. You hear this all the time. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that He has created the mankind from one soul. And who is that soul? Bola? Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Wa khalaqa minha zawjaha. And He created Hawa alayhi salam from him. Wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisa'a. Then He spreaded out the men and the women throughout the world. Then He says, Wattaqullaha alladhi tasa'aluna bihi wal arham. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is again mentioning that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on whose name you ask from each other. In dunya, when you ask for something, you ask in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tasa'alun. Allah ke waaste de do. Allah ke naam pe de do. Allah ke waaste meri jaan chula do. Allah ke waaste meri qarz ko uta do. Pay my debt in the name of Allah. We ask these things in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this verse over here? Tasa'alun nabihi. Because when you went to ask for that hand of that girl in your marriage, you ask in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will you marry your son with my daughter in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this relationship has been achieved in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say at the time of Hajjatul Wada? In front of hundreds of thousands of people. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَاءِ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding your women. فَإِنَّكُمْ أَخَسْتُمُوهُنَّ بِأَمَانِ اللَّهِ. You have brought them in your homes as an amanat and a trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't abuse them. Look after them. وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ. They have become halal for you. This women has become halal for you only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said so. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions wal arham. Wattaqullaha alladhi tasa'aluna bihi wal arham. Look after your relationships. There are three types of relationships. Al arham. One is nasabi, your lineage, family lineage. Your children, your grandchildren, your brothers, your sisters. Allah Ta'ala is saying, make sure you keep your relationship with your family members. Don't break your relationship. Forget and forgive. But don't break your relationship with your brothers, with your sisters, with your children, with your grandchildren. Make sure you fear and be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these relationships are tied together. The second type of relationship is raza'i, foster relationship, because of the milk. And the third type of relationship is susrali, in-laws. You'll have your father-in-law and mother-in-law on your wife's side, and she will have father-in-law and mother-in-law on the husband's side. Make sure you maintain this relationship with each other. You do khidmat of both of them. You take their du'as, and inshallah you will go a long way. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this verse at the time of nikah ceremony. Inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got a watch over you all the time. So be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't displease Him. And the final verse, then I will conclude, that is read at the time of nikah ceremony. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read, was, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. This ayat kareema is very, very important. And it teaches us many advices, and there are many signs in there how to protect our relationship. My dear children, remember, in this journey of yours, marriage, there will be ups and downs. There will be disagreements. No marriage is perfect. Somebody said a very good saying, that marriage is two imperfect individuals who work hard to get their marriage working. Because there is no perfect individuals. It's just not possible. It was only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was perfect. Khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli ayb. Otherwise we are all imperfect. Even in the life of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he used to react when he was slightly upset with our mothers, and how he used to react when he was happy with our mothers. Everything is documented in Ahadith and Mubarak. And one humble request to the boy and the girl. My dear friends, we live in a very virtual world. Very fast mood, temperament. Do not discuss your matters of sensitivity on the social media, on the social platform. If there are any issues, you sit down like a mature individual with a positive mindset, with the conscience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you resolve it. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah ta'ala will make a way out for you. Otherwise, the devil, the shaitan, he will whisper in your ears. He will play his play. He will create doubts within you. He will create disharmony and discord between you. And this will lead to a separation. The shaitan is very sly, my dear brothers. Allah ta'ala protect us all. Very sly. So be very, very careful. So number one, keep the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, keep your communication good. Keep your communication solid. Number three, try and become a husband like Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and become a husband like Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never abused his wife. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never abused his wife. He never even raised his hands up to his wife, ever. And how he used to consider the feelings of his wife into consideration. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to go to his house, the first thing he used to do is miswak. Before he went to his wife, he used to do the miswak, clean his teeth, and then go to his wife. How many of us over here smoke? How many of us here who vape? You got foul smell on your hands, foul smell coming out from your mouth, no consideration, and you go to your wife. One lady came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, I want divorce from my husband. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, why, what happened? And then he said, okay, let's see, let me call your husband. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu summoned her husband. And as he was coming to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar said, no wonder she wants a divorce. No wonder she wants a divorce. His nails were overgrown. His hair was all over the place. He was tatty, foul smell coming out of him. Hazrat Umar told him off. Adjust your nails, adjust your hair, change your clothes, go have a bath, ghusl. He did that and he did everything. Then his wife came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, Ya Umar, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, my husband is a changed person now, I don't want the divorce. So it's very, very important that you take into consideration the feelings of your wives as well. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to tell Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, I know when you are pleased with me and I know when you are displeased with me. He said, how Ya Rasulullah? He said, when you are pleased with me, you say, Wa Rabbi Muhammad, by the name of the Lord of Muhammad. And when you are displeased with me, you say, La Wa Rabbi Ibrahim, you say, by the name of the Lord of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Hazrat Aisha was clever as well. She used to say that, Ya Rasulullah, I only hide your name, but your name is still in my heart. I still love you. And my dear friends, how we express our love to our wives as well is very, very important. Today, a man just expresses love by what? By buying some flowers and buying some chocolates. Phool kharid kar usko phool bana diya. By buying flowers, you're making a fool. And buy some chocolates, she probably likes some roses, and you buy these chocolates, wallahu alam. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in the month of Ramadan, whenever he used to leave the house, mujhe bosa dekar nikalte. He used to kiss me before he used to leave the house. Hum sab apne aap ko puchhe. Is par kaun amal karta hai? This is how Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to express his love, safety and security for his wives as well. And one final thing, my dear friends, that how do we speak to our wives is very, very important. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we speak to our wives, sometimes we say, Oi, pani lao. Get the water for me. Oi, khawakar, get the food out for me. Oi. That's not right, my dear friends. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to call Aisha, he used to say, Ya Aish, lovingly. Ya Aish. Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi narrates one hadith that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ya Humaira, as a nickname. Humaira ka matlab lal gori. The woman with the white face. Humne kitni baar apni biwi ko kaha hai ki you are whiter than the sun. How many times have we said that? You're whiter than the sun and the moon too. Kabhi darling ka love use kiya ho, kabhi honey ka word use kiya ho. You have to express your love when you are speaking to your wife. This is what the ayat is saying, waqulu qawlan sadida in the nikah sharma. Use an upright word when you are talking to your wife. Use a sweet word. Use a nalam word. Because when you use a wrong word when you are talking to your wife, then it breaks the heart and it's very difficult to mend the heart afterwards. Waqulu qawlan sadida. Use always an upright word when you are talking to your wife, when to your spouses. What will happen? That will have an impact. Where? Yuslih lakum a'malakum. Allah Ta'ala will rectify your a'mal. That will have an impact on your a'mal. وَيَكْفِلْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will forgive your sins as well. وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And if you listen to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, if you listen to Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَزِيمًا. Then there will be supreme success in your marriage, inshallah. And one final thing before I conclude, my dear children, that when you get married, don't forget the ihsan of your parents, everything what they have done to you. Keep them in your duas, keep them in your consultation, keep them in your mashwara, keep them in your life. And one small advice for the parents as well, that when you get your children married off on this journey, support them, help them, give them your duas and everything, but do not interfere too much. They deserve some privacy, some confidentiality. They will make mistakes. Let them make mistakes. They will learn from their mistakes. They'll become strong. They'll become independent. Organic growth is the best growth. And this way, the dignity and the respect and the izzat of the both side of the parents, inshallah, will be preserved as well, inshallah. May Allah Rabbul Alameen grant all of us to practice upon whatever has been said. May Allah Rabbul Alameen put plenty of khair and barakah and muhabbat and mawaddah into this new union. May Allah Ta'ala make it a means of coolness for both sides of parents' eyes. May Allah Ta'ala make this nikah a means of pious offspring as well, inshallah. We congratulate on both sides of the families from Arif Bhai and Imtiaz Bhai as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تزوجوا الولود الولود فإني مكاثر بكم الأمم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تنكه المرأة لأربع لمالها ولحسبها ولدينها ولجمالها فاظفر بذات الدين تربت يداك وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج فإنه أغض للبصر وأحسن للفرج ومن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم فإنه له وجاء وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أعظم النكاح بركة أيسرها مؤونة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال عليه السلام فمن لم يعمل بسنتي فليس مني أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جناب امتياز بھائی سید پٹیل do you have the authority from the girl Rosmin Patel in presence of the witness Ayub bhai Wali and Mustaq bhai Wali to give her in nikah of Rosmin Patel in exchange of mahar 1220 the mahar azwaj you have the permission ji janab adam wali ready nervous ready no nervous okay inshallah nobody now is too late now mashallah with the authority of the girl's father and representative Imtiaz Bhai Seth Patel and in the presence of the two witnesses and in the presence of this Muslim congregation in return of 1220 Mahari Azwaj by the way Mahari Azwaj is that mahar that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to his wife so in return of Mahari Azwaj do you which has already been paid Do you accept Rosmin Patel in your nikah as your Islamic wedded wife? I accept her in my marriage. Hum ko wo dua dene jo Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give to the groom and through the groom to the wife as well. To aap sab mere saath padho. Barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a bainakuma fi khair. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give lots of duas at the time when the boy and the girl, when the sahaba used to get married as well. And there is one particular dua that Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala who he mentions, that when Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala have got married, he gave them this dua. You can pray this dua with me as well. Jama'a Allahu shamlakuma wa as'ada jaddakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa akhraja minkuma kathiran tayyiba. That Allah Ta'ala brings both of them today with plenty of love and muhabbat and compassion. Allah Ta'ala unke naseeba ko uncha kare, give them a bright future. Allah Ta'ala give barakat in them in everything what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives them. And Allah Ta'ala gives them pious offspring. This is the meaning of the dua. Durud Sharif Padija. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم الحقنا بنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تفرق بين حبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اجمعنا خير مجمعين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أسعدنا بشفاعته وأسقنا بحوضة الشريفة اللهم أحينا على ملته وتوفنا على سنته وأشرنا بقربه وابعثنا بجواره وأدخلنا معه إلى جنات الخلد التي وعد المتقون اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا هب لنا من الصالحين اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربنا هب لنا من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء اللهم ربنا هب لنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين آدم عليه السلام وحواء عليه السلام اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين إبراهيم عليه السلام وهاجر وسارة عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وسائر أزواج المطهرات اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين علي وفاطمة الزهراء رضي الله تعالى عنهما اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الصالحين والصالحات اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين پروردگار عالم ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے والدین کے ہمارے بھائی بہنوں کے ہمارے اعزہ اقارب کے ہمارے رشتہ داروں کے ہمارے محبین کے مخلصین کے محسنین کے تمام مؤمن مؤمنات مسلم مسلمات پوری امت محمدیہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے گناہوں کی مغفرت فرما تمام کی خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما پروردگار عالم تیری مرضیات کے اوپر زیادہ سے زیادہ چلا کر تیری نامرضیات سے ہماری حفاظت فرما پروردگار عالم ہمارے قلوب میں گناہوں کی نفرت اور نیکیوں کی رغبت پیدا فرما نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا سچا عشق نصیب فرما نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں کو ہماری زندگی میں جاری اور ساری کرنے کی توفیق و سعادت نصیب فرما پروردگار عالم کلام پاک کے ساتھ شغف عطا فرما کلام پاک کو یا اللہ روزانہ اس کی تلاوت کرنے کی توفیق و سعادت نصیب فرما تمام اعمال کے اندر میں اخلاص اور ارتفاع اور اعلیٰ کی کیفیت نصیب فرما پروردگار عالم اس ہونے والے نکاح کو یا اللہ بے حد قبول فرما پروردگار عالم اس میں بے حد محبت مودت رافت عطوفت عطا فرما پروردگار عالم واللہ اکسیپٹ دس ماریج اینڈ نکاح یا اللہ گرانٹ ایمینس برکا ان دا نکاح دیٹ ہیز جسٹ ٹیکن پلیس یا اللہ گرانٹ دا بوائے اینڈ دا گرل آدم اینڈ روزمین یا اللہ Ya Allah, to fulfill each other's rights, Ya Allah, and grant them the, Ya Allah, the ability, Ya Allah, to live all their lives with unity, Ya Allah, and to become close to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, fill their hearts, Ya Allah, just like with love, just like you fill the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sarah alayhi salam and Hajar alayhi salam. Ya Allah, like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all our mothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and Musa alayhi salam and Safur alayhi salam, Ya Allah, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Ya Allah, and all the pious predecessors, Ya Allah, who have got married before. Ya Allah, make the nikah a means of peace and satisfaction, Ya Allah, in this dunya and the akhirah as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make this nikah a means of pious offspring, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the, Ya Allah, give them, Ya Allah, prosperous and happy married life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the tawfiq to keep each other happy whilst keeping you happy as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make this nikah a means of acquiring taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect their marriage from all kind of evils and difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save their marriage until they enter into paradise, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give plenty of love and muhabbat between both sides of families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make their nikah day a beautiful day for them, Ya Allah. Make their walima day a beautiful day for them, Ya Allah. Make their ruksati day a beautiful day for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let their parents see their happiness, Ya Allah, throughout their life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save their marriage until they enter into paradise, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those boys and girls in our homes, Ya Allah, who are looking for a spouse, Ya Allah, grant them a khubsurat and a khubsurat, Ya Allah, spouse of their wish and their desire, Ya Allah. Help our youngsters to settle down, Ya Allah. All those boys and girls who are married, Ya Allah, and they are supplicating and invoking your mercy to be blessed with a child, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them a child who would be coolness for their eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are poorly and sick in homes or in hospital, Ya Allah, those we know, those we don't know, Ya Allah, grant every single one of them, Ya Allah, shifa kamila ajila daima mustamirna, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on our loved ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on our marhumin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Adam aur Rozmin ke rishtedaron mein, Ya Allah, jo teri rehmat pe pahunch chuke hain, warna wo aaj hamari is, Ya Allah, mubarak majlis ke andar mein hazir hote, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you let them know, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you let them know through your malaika that today your so and so granddaughter and your so and so grandson has fulfill the sunnah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, their ruh will become happy, Ya Allah, and they will give their du'as as well, Ya Allah. Allah, humare tamam marhumin ki maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, unki ruh ko anbiya siddiqeen aur shuhada ke saath rafaqat naseeb farma. Parwardigare alam haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Oh Allah, protect haramain sharifain, Ya Allah. Jin logon ne haj ka irada kiya hai, Ya Allah, unko haj maqbool aur maghroor naseeb farma. Ya Allah, protect Masjidul Aqsa, Ya Allah. Protect the people who are protecting Masjidul Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, be with our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, in Palestine, Ya Allah, in Gaza, Ya Allah, in West Bank, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, honor them, Ya Allah, elevate their honor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give them, Ya Allah, sabr and strength at this difficult time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cure their sick, Ya Allah, heal their wound, Ya Allah, give them sabr and patience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept their shuhada, Ya Allah, give their, Ya Allah, make their reunion in Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, stop the oppression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, spread mercy throughout the world, Ya. Open your doors of mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, spread justice throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, spread peace and salamity throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, aise mauke par tere paak habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ladka aur ladki ke liye, Ya Allah, jo jo khair ki aur bhalai ki aur bulandi ki aur talakki ki jo jo dua mangi hai, Ya Allah, we ask for Adam and Rozmin and all of us as well, Ya Allah. Aur jin jin cheezon se aur Ya Allah panah mangi hai shurur aur fitan se, Ya Allah, بدخواہوں کی بدخائی سے, بد نظروں کی بد نظری سے, حاسدین کے حسد سے, مفسدین کے فساد سے, یا اللہ, ان تمام چیزوں سے, یا اللہ, آدم اور روزمین کے لیے اور ہم سب کے لیے, یا اللہ, ہم اس کو سے پناہ مانگتے ہیں. یا اللہ, ہماری دعا کو تیرے پاک حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی صدقے طفیل میں, یا اللہ, اس کو تو قبول فرما, یا اللہ, تو اس کو قبول فرما, یا اللہ, تو اس کو قبول فرما. آمین یا رب العالمین, آمین یا رب العالمین, آمین یا رب العالمین. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا رب.